Hey friends, it's Friday, and we are one more day in the book of Acts. We won't be back in Acts for a little while because next week we're going to spend the whole week plus a day in Galatians. But I got to tell you, Acts 16 is super cool. Starts out a little bit slow. Paul and Silas pick up this guy to go along with them. It's a guy we meet for the first time who plays a big role here the rest of the Bible. His name is Timothy. You might recognize him from the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy. He was a protege of Paul's. So now, contrary to yesterday's decision by the Jews to not make Gentiles become circumcised, they evidently thought that Timothy would be more effective in ministering to the Jews if he was circumcised. So that happened. We won't go into any more detail there. Then Paul has a vision that they're supposed to help people in Macedonia. And this is a Roman province. And so they travel there. Something that's really interesting as you read chapter 16 that we see is that the author of Acts, which is, if you'll remember, Luke, he starts to use the pronoun we when referring to what Paul and Silas did here regarding their travels and these events. So apparently Luke had at this point joined them at their travels. And some scholars believe even that Luke had joined the group as their doctor to help Paul with his health issues. We'll read a little bit more about that in Galatians. But then we meet this lady, Lydia, and she is a clothing dealer or a cloth supplier in Macedonia. And she followed God, but she wasn't a Christian. She didn't know about Jesus, and so they shared the message of the gospel with her. She accepted Christ, and her family was baptized. And so they stay there for a few days with Lydia at her house, but the comfort of a home was very short-lived because in verse 16, we see that a wild story begins to occur. It's about a possessed girl that goes around and she's a fortune teller. She's a slave girl. And in short, she follows Paul all over the place, annoys him to the point that he turns around and casts the demon out of her. And at that point, her fortune telling career was over. So naturally, her owners, the slave owners, were miffed that their income from her fortune telling had instantly dried up. So they get everybody to get on their side. There's a mob that follows, and Paul and Silas are stripped and beaten and thrown into jail. And then in verse 25, it tells us something awesome about Paul and Silas in the midst of this pain and difficult situation they found themselves in. It tells us in verse 25 that they were praying and singing hymns in jail with their feet in stockades with all of these other prisoners around them. Do you remember the verse from James a few days ago? The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Well, they certainly were here. And I think the praises that they were singing while in chains didn't hurt their case either. So there's this violent earthquake. Everyone's chains come loose. Everyone's. All of the prisoners. Now, I'm not going to spoil what happens next because as good as the story is that I just shared with you, it gets even more awesome when it comes to the jailer who was there, whose life was at risk if the prisoners escaped. So here's what I want to ask you today. I like to give you a question to think about a lot of days. If Paul and Silas can pray and sing praises to God in the stench and pain and shackles, probably bloody from their beatings. If they can pray and sing praises to God during those difficulties, don't you think we can in whatever difficulties we face? And notice once again that Paul and Silas's faithfulness was noticed by others. It says that when they were praying and singing hymns to God, the other prisoners were listening to them. They noticed how Paul and Silas dealt with a very difficult situation. I think this can be a goal for all of us. And then we see the chains are broken from all the prisoners. All of them benefited from the faith of two men. Think about the power that our actions have when we're in difficult situations. Let's agree to take advantage of the difficulties of life, knowing that others are watching, and others will be blessed by watching us handle them in a godly, God-honoring way. Be back with you again on Monday.